The story of how all this came to be is like a movie in which everything seems clear only if it is played back from the start in slow motion. Beginning about 50 years ago, each scene unfolded slowly, usually without any sign of its ultimate impact. The story of America's Tailspin is not about villains, though there are some. It is not about a conspiracy to bring the country down, nor did it spring from one single source. But there is a theme that threads through and ties together all the strands. Many of the most talented, driven Americans used what makes America great, the First Amendment, due process, financial and legal ingenuity, free markets and free trade, meritocracy, even democracy itself, to chase the American dream. And they won it for themselves. Then, in a way unprecedented in history, they were able to consolidate their winnings, outsmart and co-opt the forces that might have reined them in, and pull up the ladder so more could not share in their success or challenge their primacy. By continuing to get better at what they do, by knocking away the guardrails, limiting their winnings, aggressively engineering changes in political landscape, and by dint of the often unanticipated consequences of their innovations, they created a nation of moats that protect them from accountability and from the damage their triumphs cause in the larger community. Most of the time, our elected and appointed representatives were no match for these overachievers. As a result of their savvy, their drive, and their resources, and a certain degree of privilege, as these strivers may have come from humble circumstances but are mostly white men, America all but abandoned its most ambitious and proudest ideal, the never-perfect, always debated, and perpetually sought-after balance between the energizing inequality of achievement in a competitive economy and the community-binding equality promised by democracy. In a battle that began a half-century ago, the achievers won. The result is a new divided America. On one side are the protected few, the winners, who don't need government for much and even have a stake in sabotaging the government's responsibility to all of its citizens. For them, the new broken America works fine, at least in the short term. An understaffed IRS is a plus for people most likely to be the target of audits. Underfunded customer service at the Social Security Administration is irrelevant to those not living week to week waiting for their checks. Except for the most civic-minded among them, corporate executives are not likely to worry that their government doesn't produce a comprehensive budget. They don't worry about the straitjacket their government faces in recruiting and rewarding talent or in training or dismissing the untalented because of a broken civil service system.